echo of the Big Bang, the microwave background, it allows us to do a grand accounting of matter and energy in the universe. And those studies are telling us that matter and energy combined contribute the critical density. And we know from our studies of galaxies and clusters of galaxies that matter only contributes about 35% of the critical density.
Same thing will happen again. It seems to me each time we do this, and we're struggling to find the form of what we're doing, and as we sit and we do that, hopefully we're getting better at it, and we're beginning to get an idea of, and relaxing and getting to know each other within this context.
After 7 years of crippling litigation, Farnsworth finally won his case against RCA. In October 1939, Sarnoff was forced to admit defeat. For the first time in RCA's history, royalties would be paid to an outside inventor.
Debas are often animal forms that we have, I think, in our unconscious, and we look sometimes at a calder waiting there for us, and at first we have to decide, is it friend or foe? It turns out, because of the nature of a calder himself, who was a sweet, dear bear of a man, that it was friend and not foe. But there was something in there, something primordial, something that perhaps our DNA, 3 million-year-old DNA, was responding to in those shapes.
Silent, invisible, instantly, human speech, music, and appearance pervade the airways together to be received in magic boxes for distant reproduction.
Strong, and for many different groups in society, the image of the alien provides a way of themselves in some sort of grand narrative or larger picture of human experience. And for many different groups in the society, the image of the alien provides a way of including themselves in some sort of grand narrative.
That may be homophobia.
In the record of Rippin.
Oh, yes, I have.
You think it is?
Oh, yeah.
I think so. You know why?
Why?
There's one word that sounds like it's a Brooklyn accent.
It sure does. And ample. Ample is
yeah,
the word.
Yeah, yeah. Ample, I said that.
It's not an actor.
He didn't say ample. He said ample.
That's right. Yeah, it's wonderful. It's a great poem. It's kind of a poem that's reclaimed from nobody knowing about it. I mean, it's in Sands at 70.
It is.
Oh, yeah, it's in Sands at 70. In fact, he left out two lines. I guess they couldn't record for very long back then.
Is there a commercial recording of that available?
I think the Rhino one. I'll give you something. I think the new Rhino thing, which has a whole bunch of poets on it, has Whitman. I have it, and I put it on something called Poet Parade, also has Alfred Lord Tennyson.
Yeah, I have Tennyson. I have Browning. I have Apollinaire.
I don't have Apollinaire. I have Artaud.
I have Artaud. I brought the first Artaud put en finir of it, Le Jugement de Dieu, to the United States from Jean-Jacques Lebel, son of the surrealist, who gave me a copy from Radio Diffusion Française way back in 1958.
Christmas be called upon the name of Vladimir Porcher, the man who prevented that from being broadcast.
And I gave a copy to the Living Theater people who were into that, and then circulated a lot from there.
KPFA did a wonderful it was Victor Corti's translation. They did a wonderful broadcast of that back in the late 60s and then early 70s. It was repeated. John
I
Whiting.
Also recently have Yesenin, the Russian poet.
Oh, wow.
And Mayakovsky.
I've never heard Mayakovsky.
And I think I've got Akhmatova as well.
Huh. This is not for the radio.
No, this is great. The great voices of the past 20th century. late 19th century. I got Oscar Wilde. You got Oscar Wilde.
No.
Clarified, and that is part of our experimental design.
So you've been doing this so far with laboratory cultures of the AIDS virus, right?
Yes, and I think that should be emphasized. All the testing and the results so far are from laboratory experiments. They have nothing to do with patients. They have nothing to do with patients' blood. It's HIV virus in the laboratory and completely separate from any clinical implications.
But how would you apply it to clinical situations?
Because of these results, the next series of experiments we will be conducting will be using samples of blood from AIDS patients and exploring the ability of similar levels of electricity to inactivate the virus in those blood samples.
Do you think that you would use this, Dr. Lyman, to treat a patient who's carrying the AIDS virus? How would that work?
If you're asking theoretically, might there be an application for this if all the results progressed and were as positive as these preliminary results that we've been able to find? The answer is yes, and potentially I could hypothetically think that this might be suitable for a dialysis-type situation where the blood of the patient would travel through, outside of the body, would travel through a dialysis-type machine and be exposed to these low levels of electric current. But I also want to emphasize that such a scenario is well into the future. We're not talking about...
Instantly, human speech, music, and appearance always together to be received in matches for distant it may not be long before
danger sector B. Life support system, malfunction, repeat, malfunction. System shut
they
down.
Didn't realize who they were dealing with here with Philo Farnsworth because he had a lot of determination.
I'm need the electricity. I'll need a hostage, nothing less.
About 35% of the critical density. So shortly before the supernovae revealed the acceleration of the universe.
That's a short-term or immediate application.
We have this problem that there appeared to be, quote, missing energy, which was the term we...
Let's say, I don't know if you can actually answer this yet, but if you were to take blood out of a person and treat it with electricity and then allow it to circulate back into the body...
And now we have a picture that really fits together. We have these measurements from the microwave background that say... when.
Because you say that the electricity creates active, maybe... atoms, ions, or molecules. Is there any risk in reintroducing that blood to the body?
Be witnessed in thousands of homes.
Turn the electricity back on.
Could you repeat that, Sabian?
I'm about to walk out with a hostage. Do what I say. Turn the electricity back on.
Fundamental biological mechanism in which we are able to detect chemicals in the environment. About it, this is what every cell in your body is interested in doing.
Those reactive molecules or ions are a very short.
Everything up, you get 100%. Matter is 35%. And then 65% is in dark energy, as confirmed by the supernovae. So
I think, in terms of their lifespan, so probably, and I'm just speculating.
So indeed, it's ten, as Ray said, it's ten dimensions that's seen a lot of popularity from the theorist's point of view, because of certain elegant and sort of interesting things that happen in terms of unifying.
And presumably, which obviously is a much more confined space.
The French village of Sachet, Calder bought an old farmhouse and set up his biggest studio yet. Here, his sculpture could grow even more monumental. For an auditorium in Caracas, he designed a huge...
He always said, nothing is impossible. It just takes longer.
Cannot see the ultraviolet or infrared light, but they can see the reflection and expression. They can see the traces of that light. Aha! There's a beam of light. So, the seemingly infinite number of stars and the seemingly endless phenomena and anomalies suddenly show up, reflecting what cannot be seen, the energy patterns, sometimes elliptical, sometimes symmetrical. You haven't seen all the galaxies yet. You haven't spritzed enough of the universe.
this, and I hadn't done the homework. I hadn't done the research on how I was going to play this character. So this first scene I did just wasn't really in it. And then I came and did the second day shooting, because it's a small role, only about three scenes. And the second day I did, they had some assembled footage. They showed me what I'd done on the first scene that I'd shot, and I just thought, I'm not good in this. And I thought, well, I've done a second day shooting already today, and I was probably half in that. I was perhaps a little better. So I thought this third scene, which was the opening scene,
why lose hope along with life? Why lose everything? You must not forget, my friend, that the power of your love, the power of love of Don Juan is eternal and will not be denied.
Community of cooperation.
A community of cooperation. This instant communication worldwide that brings people together worldwide.
And everybody's innovation adds to everybody else's opportunity.
That's right. That's right.
Then where's the problem?
If you look, take a look at a business like ours, where's the profit?
One more morning after ick attack.
Morning after what?
Icks. Anxiety. Guilt. From that split second when your eyes pop open and you say, my God, what did I do last night?
Why'd you lie before? I don't know what you mean. Jack, I'm sorry. I'm really messing up your show. What I meant to say is, you went out to the car to get the CD, but I was there. You never left the building. You lied.
Is that why you got in here, you fucker? Is Julie okay? Did you hurt her?
Jack, please. I'm here to see you. What do you think I am?
That's just the point. I don't fucking have any fucking idea.
Jack, I'm here to see my favorite radio DJ. The man behind The Voice, Rocky Woodstock. But it's a long way from New York City.
What do you know about New York?
Jack, I said we have plenty of time. Relax.
You know there is yours. Your Milky Way is sitting very much at the edge of this bubble. And at the very edge of this Milky Way, there's this star that you call the Sun. And it has these strange bodies called planets that are elliptically orbiting about it. And some of them have moons. It's called the Solar System, and the fourth body, the third planet out, is called Earth. And if you look from Earth, through your galaxy in a particular direction, there is a particular star that has been given the name Sirius. There. That star, so close, so bright, only 8.5 light years away, is serious. It is aligned with the portal. It is that portal, therefore, through which all energy has flowed and is flowing into the whole of your universe. Even though it appears that energy is exploding outward because it is traveling outward at a phenomenal speed, even though the energy appears to have started in the center of the universe and is moving outward, Big Bang, that is not really how it works. Energy is being drawn from somewhere outside itself. It appears that energy is moving from the inside to the outside, but more truthfully, it is being attracted.
Have you ever loved a woman until milk leaked from her, as though she had just given birth to love itself, and now must feed it or burst? Have you ever tested a woman until she believed that she could be satisfied only by consuming the tongue that had devoured her? Have you ever loved a woman so completely that the sound of your voice in her ear could cause her body to shudder and explode with such intense pleasure that only weeping could bring her full release?
That's the next stage, is to make a superconducting end machine. But that's quite a project. It's beyond my capacity at the present time. So we're at the first ladder. When the machines are built that are going to run Los Angeles, or the first spaceship, those will be superconducting machines, probably.
What are materials that are superconductive? Non-metallic?
Well, you see, what you use the superconduction for is to create an intense magnetic field. You can do that with what they call niobium tin wire. It's a special wire you wind coils with, and at, I don't know, a low temperature, not quite 4 degrees Kelvin, maybe 6 or 8, this wire, or maybe higher than that, maybe 20, this wire becomes superconducting and has zero resistance. And then you put a current in the wire and connect the wire to itself, and the current keeps circulating, and you have a permanent magnet of intense strength. Now, that's the superconducting magnet part. Now, there's another part of an end machine, the rotor itself, which conducts the electricity. And you could make that superconducting too, but there's a trouble with getting the electricity off of it, because you have a sliding contact using liquid metals, and at low temperatures they'd freeze solid. So I don't know whether you could make a superconducting rotor and get the current out of it. It's a heck of a problem, and it's going to take a lot of R&D to do that, right?
And then suddenly, zap. Total recall.
Tell me about it.
And then that struggle to survive until lunchtime, when you have a double Bloody Mary. That is, if you've waited till lunch.
waited till lunch.
Caught for credit card fraud and electronic theft, but the list goes on.
WZBC, located with the planet Newton, our own eco-pack here, self-absorbed with our eco, not a bad one. Rob, many third world peasant to get where we are today. And since that's the rules of the game in your world, you have to honor that, whether you like it or not. Most people like it. Go ask anybody. It's 100-0 a guinea. And very sexy, too. Of course, we're using language, so enough said. I'm speaking in language, using language, talking about language.
Nothing more,
nothing less. Covers the all and the everything. But it is syntactical wonder. Quite a program, that language. Wonder where that came from. That virus. That surface tension between the Unter and Uber worlds of consciousness. We're conscious, man. We're not sleeping through this one. You can claim anything when you talk about the un-sub. But this is on paper now. And even if it's electronic commerce, man, it comes back to the paper and goes back to the electronic. Gotta pass through. And that brings up the sense of value, but that's an old story. We're gonna get there. Besides, I could say words in, say, English that could say anything. And it's real. And it's understandable. Consciously. No excuses. Oxfordian philosophy, which is the language of today. The world's largest cult. I think it's around 97% now. Got to allow for places like Interior Borneo and places like that. Some inner city areas. Crack houses and whatnot. Where they're deleting themselves from the language sector of the human conscious expression today. Because since the Renaissance, we've done one hell of a good job with this cult. And I'm proud to talk it up, man. At airports, on Wall Street, or right smack in my own home. Of course, my home's wired for sentient presence. Like many today. WZBC. Originating from planet Newton. A self-pack currently operative. New metaphysics subgenre in the species. Gary Geiserman jockeying along on the back of the creature. I get off. My needs are being taken care of, you might say. I have quits, I'm happy. These are all possibilities. Just factor them in. If you can do income tax, you can do this show. Don't worry about it. If you can read white man's gibberish, you can do almost anything today.
Look, I could sit here all night and get nothing. You know, I mean, what kind of security does this thing get? I could sit here all night.
Credit card fraud and electronic theft. That's you, right, Rudy?
And then you're half pissed and useless for the rest of the afternoon. So you hang on till cocktail time, and by then you're ready for what the evening holds, which hopefully is another party, where the whole goddamn cycle starts all over again.
Come on, why the big story about running outside?
Julie leaves, you run in the door.
Is that right?
I knew something was up. Or have you been stalking me for a while?
You first.
Radio is... Wait, what's your name?
You're going out of turn. Fuck that. You have the gun, you know all the shit about me. Give me something.
Hey, get up if you want. I don't care.
How?
See? That was easy. Radio, Howard, is like the theater of the mind. The audience can't see you, so you can create just about anything for them to picture. I can be bald, fat, white, ugly, Hispanic, anything. It doesn't matter. Everyone who listens will have a different picture. You can create any picture you like. Think about it. If I say I'm doing a show naked, people will picture me nude in front of a microphone.
You used to do that in New York.
Right. Nude night. Every Friday night.
But you weren't naked, were you?
That doesn't matter. If you picture me nude, then I was. The story I told about running out of the building to my car was just another picture I painted for the audience. If I told them the truth, that I needed change for cigarettes, and I forgot about the music for a minute, they wouldn't get it. It would make me sound too normal, I guess. Plus, if someone pictures me as a non-smoker, I just shot their image of me. Get it?
For a time after the Senate hearings in 74, public transportation staged a partial comeback. After years of pressure, Congress finally allowed highway trust funds to be used for transit improvements. Several cities canceled highway projects. San Francisco and Washington put the money into new subways. And many cities began developing plans for light rail, the modern term for streetcars. Jack Bors is now a transit engineer. He helps communities build the new systems.
When I worked out here as a student, there were trolley tracks right there on Howard Street, and I would sometimes use that particular line. It's one place that I do remember the old trolleys, and now the new one's here.
Did you ever think when they tore out the light rail that it would ever come back?
I felt in the larger cities like Baltimore and some others that there was a good possibility at some time some of the lines would come back. I wasn't sure I would live to see it, but it happened.
25 cities are now experimenting with light rail systems. They cost less than highways, pollute less, and bring new life to city centers. But the auto and highway lobby has different ideas about what America needs.
America is one of the few countries in the world whose people have always been free to come and go as they please. Now that freedom is being threatened. But what can frustrated drivers do about it? Launch a program.
The highway lobby may have lost some of its 1950s luster, but it's still powerful. It has recently pushed through Congress a plan for a second national highway system with four times the miles of the interstates. Launch a program coordinated. And in the cities, where people just won't allow another lane to be added, the highway lobby has developed a new approach. In 1989, the Highway Users Federation formed the Intelligent Vehicle Highway Society. Its idea? Automate cars and highways. Computers would control chains of cars traveling 60 miles per hour, bumper to bumper. The hope? Double or even triple the number of cars on the road. This cyber system will require hundreds of new technologies.
Jim, this is Sony's new in-vehicle navigation system. It incorporates two different technologies, GPS, which is the global positioning system of satellites, and CD-ROM.
Well, what we have here, Jim, is a TRW, electronically controlled electric powered steering unit, or EPS. The ultimate test for any steering system is during parking. It takes about 2,000 pounds, 1 ton of force, to steer and park a car. But watch this. So the electric-powered steering unit is now generating about 1,000 pounds to lift Mary. But think about this. Next-generation electric-powered steering systems could become a key component for hands-off steering as part of the automated highway systems of tomorrow.
This may sound like some futuristic fantasy, but the highway lobby has found powerful allies in the computer and information industries. 90% of federal funding for transportation research now goes to intelligent vehicle projects. If this cyber scheme ever becomes reality, it will cost some $200 billion. If Alfred Sloan were alive today, he'd love Los Angeles. With the old rail lines gone, more people drive cars here than anywhere else in America. Those who don't depend on a badly overburdened bus system.
Transportation is an issue, especially in our community. We know that 90% of the ridership on the buses are low-income residents. The job centers get further and further away from where we live. And because the lack of services in our community, we have to go so far to get groceries.
It's so crowded at times, the bus pass people by.
It's been many times I've been at the bus stop and two or three of the buses pass me by that I walk back home and call someone for a ride.
It's just not a good system at all.
What kind of security has this thing got? I got caught for credit card fraud and electronic theft, but the list goes on, you know. Look, I could sit here all night and get nothing. You know, I mean, what kind of security has this thing got?
F1, enter. C-I-COM G9.
...with the other forces of nature. Now, then the question is, what do you do with the extra six? And it used to be they were very embarrassing and you tried to hide them away, tightly wrap them up somehow so you don't see them. But recently people have discovered ways where they can be big and as you know, they can be very large dimensions and still hidden from us through a fluke of how the forces of nature are set up. So we somehow live, it's sort of like living on a piece of paper in a three-dimensional room. You can't really explore off of it.
Fundamental biological mechanism in which we are able to detect chemicals in the environment. If you think about it, this is what every cell in your body is interested in doing.
Mm-hmm.
what every cell in the in a pond, a bacterial cell in a pond, is also interested in this, knowing what are the chemicals in its environment.
Except maybe for a few hints that creep on. In Southern California, Steven Weinberg believes that the solution to the dark energy problem might have to do with the anthropic principle. This, some people call it vacuum energy, or Einstein called it a cosmological constant, that constant is not truly constant, but in different sub-universes could take on a different value.
You have the Ichabod character who's very much in his head and thinking too much about things versus a guy with no head. And I just like that juxtaposition of that. And somehow the image of the headless horseman somehow to me represents this, the subconscious. It's something where most people look, you know, to eyes and somebody's to either categorize or to sort of look at them and connect with them. There's something about this character that moves around without a head, elegantly and strongly, that just sort of just taps into
a picture for those at home, the work of far-off explorers, or it may reveal to military officials the details of distant maneuvers. The most fanciful dream of mankind is today a startling reality, destined to become the world's most popular science.
As the personal computer business and everything that goes around that. So, you know, I think the industry can feel great about its work over the entire history of this business.
Mr. Gates, Joel Klein said that this finding of fact demonstrates that no company is above the law. So how do you respond to the idea that Microsoft above the law?
Well, certainly Microsoft is a company that operates within the law and operates in a way that is great for the people we develop software for.
Technology used
by the armed forces are now available to civilians.
There seems to be no toxic effects from those implanted devices. Our presumption is, at this time, that, in fact, it would be no detrimental effect on the patient. But once again, this is speculation about the distant future.
Dr. Lyman, could you give me some numbers in terms of, say, a percentage of activity of the AIDS virus that you can inactivate when you treat it with electricity?
Okay. Within the experimental design that we're currently employing, which is a common one that many other AIDS labs use, with 50 microamps for 6 minutes, approximately 50 to 60% of the viral activity was lost. With 100 microamps for equivalent amount of time, over 90% of the viral activity was lost, which, besides that finding, means that 10% of the viral activity is still there, and that would allow infection of cells. That's why I'm suggesting that possibly, in looking down the road towards things, repeated cycles are...
primordial versions of this chemical detection system. We do it primarily with proteins that are in the membranes of our cells that are in the top of our nose, but deep in the recess of our nasal cavity. These are true neurons. These are actually brain cells that have been pushed out of the brain, if you will, into the periphery, into the, as I say, the top of your nose, and which have in their membranes specialized protein receptors.
It appears that energy is moving from the inside to the outside, but more truthfully, it is being attracted. Drawn, not driven, compelled, not propelled. Though appearing as an explosion, it must also be understood as an implosion. Energy, and thus your universe, is being pulled by the attractor, the grand attractor, the ultimate attractor, by the goddess.
Funny.
Life. Life's a goddamn laugh riot.
Gilbert, who coincidentally knows his true identity.
Why should I believe you?
And traps
him. You're only the mark of a cheap crook.
Now, wait a minute.
Get up. You're a cheap crook and you killed him. For 2 cents, I'd change my mind and turn you in. I don't like you.
And internally, from which you cannot escape until it's over with.
I knew him better than you did.
Okay.
Shortly thereafter, he picks up a woman who coincidentally knows his true identity.
Why should I believe you?
And traps him.
You're only the mark of a cheap crook.
Now, wait a minute.
You're a cheap crook and you killed him. For 2 cents, I'd change my mind and turn you in. I don't like you.
Please open the door. Here, open the door. Don't use the phone. Listen to me.
It's a character who is on a downward spiral from which he cannot emerge.
The reason that we got the value we did, the reason that it's just important today is if it had been any bigger, it would have prevented the existence of intelligent beings.
One of us posing proudly in front of our new outhouse.
I remember one time, this great time, when I was working on cutting the swath through the brush to put the road in, and it was raining and had been raining and raining for days, and things had gotten pretty muddy, and you kids were completely naked, and you were sliding around in the mud and covered with mud. And I had wanted somebody to come up to look at the possibility of doing a foundation for us. And he happened to arrive just as you kids came sliding down through the mud. He'd driven as far as he could up in his truck and got out to walk.
You're in a universe which is maze-like and claustrophobic. The characters are always like small fishes in an aquarium where all sorts of stuff is happening. Look at the first sequence of Pick Up on South Street. One guy whose job is to steal purses, open purses, a pickpocket, in a subway.
The number of underground locations that we see in film noir is quite phenomenal. Underground garages and subways and sewer systems. The manifestation of the underworld, of the secret world, a kind of labyrinth where criminals can hide in the shadows, is the image or representation of a modern hell.
Popularity of our products is completely driven by the benefits that those products bring. And so, going back to the very start of the company, you have to think about the principles we set out. The principles of innovation, the principles of working with great integrity, building long-term partnerships, and you know, we have a really incredible track record.
Remember life.
You're stoned.
Happy birthday, Harold.
You're stoned and you're late. You were supposed to arrive at this location at approximately 8:30-9 o'clock.
What I am, Michael, is a 32-year-old, ugly, pockmarked Jew fairy. And if it takes me a while to pull myself together, and if I smoke a little grass before I get up the nerve to show my face to the world, it's nobody's goddamn business but my own.
scores of ways popular science eases the pain of housekeeping. No longer need frozen foods be rushed home from market to the deep freezer. With this smart fiberglass insulated bag, they can be carried about for 6 hours or more without sad results. Ultra-modern stove is turned on at the top, removing temptation from inquisitive children. And now for a true miracle of science. A new salt shaker that actually works in the dampest weather. Even underwater, the flow of salt continues unabated.
Specialized protein receptors. You could think of these receptors as a kind of a lock, and the odors in the world, all these 10,000 different chemicals we can detect, as a sort of key.
And I thought, I've really got to nail this scene. And I did. And I thought, I've done this scene good. And then when I saw it back, it does play for me. And I thought, well, that's the best bit of acting I've done. And I was trying to learn. I know that I'm not natural. I can learn crafting.
Yeah, but do you genuinely face prejudice in terms of getting into a big-budget American film because basically they want Brits to be villains?
I like playing villains because I think you got some interesting. I mean, although I complain about it, I think actually it's quite good playing villains. So I'm okay on that. I think the fact that I'm transvestite and I do comedy just confuses them because they think, well, give them a comedy, and I say, well, I don't want to do comedy. Well, you do comedy. No, I don't. I want to do a straight role. So that's a bit confusing, but.
isolated systems have different natural frequencies.
Vacation and they left the key to their brand new Porsche. Were they mine? Yep, I think so. I'll just take it around the neighborhood, maybe show it off to a couple of friends.
Yeah. Except for if he becomes president, it'll be, I think I take the president, the Air Force number one. Fly so high that I can touch the sun. You know what I mean?
And how are you this evening?
You feel a certain hope, not a blind sort of faith that crosses its fingers and holds its breath and closes its eyes tightly, but a wide-eyed hope. For in the moment, and in the pieces of your reality, you can see the potentials of the future. You can see the possibilities of putting things together, of creating anew. You feel a hope, and it wells up in your heart, in your chest, in your breast. It wells up within you.
Pulsing.
hope for you and your reality. And as you stand here, that trust and humility and hope is encapsulated in a certain courage, a certain compassion for your reality, a certain compassion for your life, a certain compassion for your essence, a courage to know that you are more than just a physical being, a courage to know that you have a soul, and a consciousness that is much higher than you, a courage to know that there is a God, Goddess, all that is. And you feel the trust, and you feel it touched by the humility, and added to it the hope, all encapsulated in a compassionate courage. And you feel confident. Confident in yourself. A confidence you cannot explain, that you cannot detail to others. A confidence you can't even understand fully for yourself, but a confidence nonetheless. For you can trust and develop the synergy of trust, the synergy of trusting your body and your mind and your spirit, your soul, trusting your higher consciousness, trusting the God, Goddess, all that is within you.
Turning on.
Michael and Janice, too, with whom we haven't talked. We're proud of all of you. Have a wonderful time and come home safe and sound.
Thank you. You saw today, Jim Weatherby does a great job of flying this vehicle, and we're looking forward to seeing his landing.
I'll bet you are.
Yeah, it'll be a very good one, I'm quite sure.
Well, come home to us. We're proud of you. Goodbye.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
It is through this portal that is called Sirius. It is through this gateway represented by the brilliant blue-white star Sirius that all the energy enters your universe. It is through this doorway that the grand and ultimate attractor enters. It is through this portal and gateway that the goddess enters your universe. It is her vortex, the vortex of Sirius. No, it's not a physical gateway. If you flew out there, you would not see an opening that you could kind of look through, but it's there. Etherically, it's there. Beyond the dimensions of length, width, and breadth. 1, 2, and 3. And beyond the dimension of space-time. 4. Into that fifth dimension and beyond, there is a portal through which all energy has come into your universe.
Above the velocity vector as it moves to the point that is directly above the space station mirror for our separation burn. That separation burn should take place in about 3 minutes and 15 seconds and will bring to a conclusion our rendezvous activities for today. The flight control team here in Houston is very pleased with today's activities, and occasionally throughout the day we have gotten pictures of the mission control.
Мы вас видели только со стороны спины. Спину хорошо изучили вас.
Ну, понимаешь, не хочется показывать вам. Это не спина, можно сказать, а глаза, тут все иллюминаторы. А животик почему? Черненький, закопченненький. Это 20-й полет на Discovery.
Discovery 4X.
Строго.
We are now receiving a live picture from Discovery's flight deck as the STS-63 crew wraps up its rendezvous activities for the day.
like, well, we have to be right on what's going on in El Salvador and our civil rights here and, you know, a coffee boycott.
I don't think that lesbians are less fun than gay men. Sort of like the old reputation that the women's movement had of being too serious all the time.
We want pay equity, we want child care, we want birth control and abortion, we want sex education, we want the corporations and the government to pay for it.
I mean, I think we were kind of humorless in the 70s, okay? Gay men thought we were humorless, and we were sort of grim. We were fighting for our own lives back then.
Your people have taken my mask, Don Octavio. They had no right to do that. I never removed my mask in public. Do you understand the consequences of this?
Bottle of brandy. I'll have to take that bet.
Seen our line, that's all.
And send Harvey down to Dallas right away.
Yeah.
Good, Tony. Great. You are beautiful. Yeah. Okay, I'll be in the office in 15.
Ciao, Tony.
Tony. Tony Scaduto, the salesman?
Yep.
I thought he was in Mexico.
Just got back Friday.
Then I can go in and see him then?
Well, let it wait just a smidgen longer.
Remember, you're picking me up at 7 tonight. Why don't you wear the gray pinstripe we bought you last week?
Okay. Did you tell him about my marketing ideas?
No. I don't want him to think I'm shoving my boyfriend down their throat.
What?
That you gave this woman in Beltejour?
By the examples that, you know, everything in the film, which is a phantasma, is real, has been really lived up by somebody. Many people told us about, you know, and so finally, after a few weeks or months, I don't remember, of investigation, inquiries, you know, here and there in Paris, in Madrid, we came up to the idea of eliminate everything which was not masochistic in order to present a coherent character, not to do anything about a woman, but just to maintain her in our own way.
You haven't seen it yet.
Well, customers, if you look at what people pay for software, actually a fraction of their costs go to actually pay for software. Most of the costs come into...
Turning on
Anybody care to join me?
Most of the costs come into people pay for software.
Leto was far out on the sand when he heard the worm behind him coming to his thumper there and the dusting of spice he'd spread around the dead tigers. There was a good omen for this beginning of their plan. Worms were scarce enough in these parts most times. The worm was not essential, but it helped. There would be no need for Ghanima to explain a missing body. By this time, he knew that Ghanima had worked herself into the belief that he was dead. Only a tiny, isolated capsule of awareness would remain to her, a walled-off memory which could be recalled by words uttered in the ancient language shared only by the two of them in all of this universe.
That spectrum, and you divide it into 99 slots, and everyone gets a slot, so that reduces your bandwidth by,
yeah,
you know,
it's analog, right? You can get interference, and I mean, I'm sure that
then there's time division multi-accessing, where everyone has the full bandwidth, but only for a short period of time. That decreases your signal-to-noise ratio.
Now, even Steven Weinberg said that he hopes that we don't have to resort to this solution. He hopes that our equations and our experiments will answer the problem. But it is one way out.
Like dirty sweat socks in a guy's locker room. Actual smell of space, though, that's a very interesting question. When we would open a hatch, for example, that was exposed to the vacuum of space, there's always a double hatch. And so you open the one hatch, you now have the pure smell of space. And it's a tough, you know, as any aroma is tough to describe, but it has a distinct smell, and it's sort of a burned out, after the fire the next morning in your fireplace sort of smell.
And did you and Bunuel keep trying out these different fantasies, ones that you had heard about through other women? And
yeah, it was very difficult for two men,
uh-huh,
for the first time in, I think, in the history of the cinema, to enter what Freud called the black continent, which is the woman's sexuality.
So when the key fits properly into the lock, it's able to activate it, and this causes a change in the electrical qualities of the cell, which is the signal that goes to the brain, and the brain says, ah, that key or that odor is out there because that lock has just been turned. But
thank you.
GuideStar navigation information system is easily operated with only a few push buttons.
Freeway entrance ahead.
Global positioning satellites can be used to get you there or track you down. Direct broadcast satellite promotion.
Now, advances in satellite technology, digital compression, and computer chip manufacturing have come together for the first time.
We have records of the Jubilee Singers or Billie Holiday, but the literary tradition, I think, was much more quietly kept. An example is Sterling Brown could not get that poem published, and that book was not published, and that goes into all kinds of things we don't need to go into about the publishing business and how that's worked traditionally. But I think that that's why we've seen this kind of, if you even look today, every other song on the radio involves this sort of black language.
Right.
But most of these poems you haven't heard of. So that's a...
change home entertainment forever.
Why we have the situation that seems
TV.
The choice is obvious. The choice is yours. Direct TV.
Customers simply choose what they want when they want it.
Strange dually.
Jump up. Billie Holiday's burn voice had as many shadows as lights. A mournful candelabra against a sleek piano. The gardenia, her signature, under that ruined face. Now you're cooking, drummer to bass, magic spoon, magic needle. Take all day if you have to, with your mirror and your bracelet of song.
Choice. Convenience.
Direct broadcast satellites know what you're watching, when you're watching, and how much you're watching.
Your people have taken my mask off, Tavio. They had no right to do that. I never remove my mask in public. Do you understand the consequences of this?
Not fully, but...
Well, I will be cursed.
Well, I can certainly understand how that could be upsetting.
Well, think how you would feel if you were made to take off this mask that you are wearing.
Oh. Well, our masks really get us in Dutch, don't they? How long have you been wearing it?
Since I was 16. I placed the mask on my face and vowed never to remove it on the day I left my mother, the dark beauty, Doña Inés.
I have some pills here, and I'd like you to take them. I think they'll help.
Pills to stop delusions? Well, then I'm afraid we must take these pills together, because you are severely deluded.
Well, what delusions have I got?
This fantasy that you are some Dr. Mickler. I'm very disappointed in you, Don Octavio. Very disappointed.
Kind of like, just like out of nowhere, WZBC.
F1, enter. C-I-COM. G9.
Home of Newtonian physics. And the Fig Newtonian. Kind of pays its dues for doing what it did when it calibrated and analyzed for the big cult. And all of the cult murders that have gone on. Gone on too long. But time's an illusion, and a lot of things are relative. Because there are a lot of words. And the Oxford English Dictionary is now online, if you can afford it. If you can afford the analysis, my friend. Of course, there are cheaper dictionaries for you also. A little less analysis. But there are the magic ambient qualities of words. Can make up for those shortcomings. New Metaphysics, composed of Congenial Gary Geiserman, deconstructed from Host of Thousands, like the Christ's host. Is it food or Memorex? Such a refractory world, I can't always figure the angles. And I was good in geometry. It's always easy to pick on the little guy. Take the whole world and you delete many dimensions and then make it your own. Words our cult lives by. Part of me believes it. Bows down and pays homage. FM 5524686. datastream88@yahoo.com. A little pinhole you can stick some signal line into. datastream88@yahoo.com. The great Yahoo, in the puffery of our ambient recollection today. Serving as the tripod support for today's constructs. Living as space-time and emergence to as opposed to an appreciation of.
Yeah.
One night, I watched Doña Gerida at the window in her sleep. I noticed for the first time how a woman's underclothing barely touches her skin. How it rides on a cushion of air as she moves. How the silk floats about her body, brushing her flesh like an angel's wings. And I understood how a woman must be touched.
Into spiritual contact, to embrace each other on levels which are not limited by bodies or judgment or emotional experience.
You're only transmitting on average for 1/100th of the period of time.
Right.
Okay. Then there's code division multi-accessing, which is a spread spectrum approach, direct sequence spread spectrum. That, everyone simultaneously, I'm generalizing, okay, everyone simultaneously transmits at the same time, but it's very difficult to explain. Here's a way to explain it. I had an explanation on my webpage for a short time. It's gone now. Wind happens to be blowing that direction. We're in a crowded restaurant like this. Okay? I'm explaining spread spectrum.
Right.
Okay? Just so you understand CDMA.
Right.
Now, we have a very high signal-to-noise ratio here. So if I want to get a signal, a message across to you, I either have to increase the power to raise my signal-to-noise ratio, or I can change my bandwidth by talking very slow.
I'm reducing my bandwidth,
and now you're more likely to understand my message, even with the low signal noise ratio. So that's a proof of the Shannon theory.
And as we talk of a holographic piece of film that is flat, two-dimensional, your scientists are exploring and learning to project holography onto spherical film, onto bubbles. The analogy works to describe what your universe is. It is a spherical, holographic illusion.
Well, customers, if you look at what people pay for software.
Fact is, the invention of women, under siege, has been to sharpen love in the service of myth.
Can be made up of hundreds of different little parts, right?
So a fragrance, I guess I would say, can be made up of hundreds of different odors, if you will, or odor molecules. That's right. So odor chemicals tend to be, we say, low molecular weight. That is relatively small organic molecules, mostly based on carbon atoms, but including all sorts of different chemical qualities. We call them aldehydes, which tend to be fruity smelling, carboxylic acids, which often give off sweaty, rancid odors, ketones, nitrogen-containing compounds, thiol or sulfur-containing compounds, which of course stink and smell just terrible. So there's a large variety of different chemicals that we can in fact detect. That's right, and we do it with an almost equally large number of receptors.
It is a holographic image expressed as interference patterns which, when looked at from a certain view, from a certain angle, and with a particular intensity of light, appears as a dimensional reality.
Extremely difficult for us, especially for one of the two men being Spanish, you know, where the sexual love was extremely contrived at the time by the Catholic Church. So we took all the possible precautions, you know, to enter this unknown.
Real smell of the vacuum space, and it was very distinctive. After we'd get through that hatch and open the next hatch, for example, if it was a resupply ship that just came up, you'd get the smell of fresh lemons, and that would just go through the air, and it was just an incredible contrast to that sock smell, dirty sock smell, or the burned out smell of the vacuum of space, and then you'd get this smell of the earth.
If you can't be free, be a mystery.
I'm always astonished by these people who are able to bury 30 bodies in their basement.
Doomed world, you go for visual correlatives.
kind of hard to do a story of doom, you know, on a pleasant sunny day.
Just being a company that behaves in lawful fashion, but being a company that brings incredible benefits to millions of consumers.
Anybody care to join me?
It was just more of a skit. It was more to this job than I ever imagined. I mean, most people picture DJs just hanging out, playing records all day. Really working, making a lot of money.
There's a little bit more to it than that, but as a fellow jock said to me once, sure beats working for a living. You have to remember that people listen to the radio in every different situation imaginable.
Actually, a fraction of their costs go to actually pay for software. The small inventor had dared to take on the giant corporation.
And threatening territory.
Well, what are the precautions?
not to write and direct the film from a male point of view. You understand what I mean? Not trying to put inside a woman's mind what a man would dream to find.
What kind of security system, Gat?
Electronic death. That's you, right, Rudy? Credit card fraud and electronic theft. That's you, right, Rudy?
Oh, well, I got caught for credit card fraud and electronic theft. But the list goes on, you know. Look, I could sit here all night and get nothing. You know, I mean, what kind of security has this thing got?
F1. Enter. C-I-COM G9.
had to go to Hazelton, the mother hospital for AA, to get training in family codependency and find out how to distance myself and at the same time be supportive.
Into this holography, through the vortex of Sirius, comes energy, the energy that is goddess, and that is god slash goddess slash all that is.
Mission again, which is scheduled for March 14th.
I got a CIA agent, one on my left, one on my right. I don't know. I ain't in the mood. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
I'm not in that creative vein.
Yeah. I got these gases. Just, you gotta find that tape. You gotta find it. I gotta find that tape. You gotta find that tape. Like I gotta find my title.
Yeah. Well, the music. Well, your title should be coming, right?
Yeah, it's gonna come.
All right. Well, good.
Chemicals that we can in fact detect. That's right, and we do it with an almost equally large number of receptors. We have 1,000 different receptors in our nose, 1,000 different to these so-called locks.
Did you always know God took you by the hand and brought you here?
You think it's a blessing to know what God wants?
Why don't we talk about who I am?
Yes, I know who you are.
Who am I?
You are Don Octavio de Flores, the uncle of Don Francisco de Silva.
And where are we here?
Well, I haven't seen a deed, but I assume that this villa is yours.
What would you say to someone that said to you, this is a psychiatric hospital and that you're a patient here and that I am your psychiatrist?
You have to remember that people listen to the radio in every different situation imaginable. They listen at work, by themselves, in their cars, obviously. People fuck to the sound of my voice every night, you know?
Anna. C dash I dash com.
Run a search.
Well,
look for anything that has to do with the disability fund.
There's a lot of added security here. It's not bad. It's just outdated by about 6 months. Fucking cops always two steps behind.
space have a sound?
When you're out there, for example, during a spacewalk, it is utter silence. It's a vacuum. Sound doesn't conduct. The sound of inside space station mirror was one of a factory almost, with lots of turning equipment, noise level very high, and when we lost electrical power and moved to the dark side of the Earth and everything ground to a halt and we started spinning through space, tumbling sort of out of control, the silence was just deafening.
Was a Pyrrhic victory.
There's this apocryphal story that the RCA lawyer had tears in his eyes as he signed this agreement, agreeing to pay Farnsworth this cross-licensing money. So he won his principle. He won the principle that he was not going to sell out his patents to RCA. But he lost also because in the end, he was shoved aside and RCA, the corporation, was the one that got the credit for developing and presenting television to the American people.
DH, of course, is Billie Holiday, and it's called Deep Song. The blues calling my name. She is singing a deep song. She is singing a deep song. I am human. He calls me crazy. He says, you must be crazy. I say, yes, I'm crazy. He sits with his knees apart. His fly is broken. She is singing a deep song. He smiles. She is singing a deep song. Yes, I'm crazy. I care about you. I care. I care about you. I care. He lifts his eyebrows. The blues is calling my name. I tell him he'd better do something about his fly. He says something softly. He says something so softly that I can't even hear him. He is a dark man. Sometimes he is a good dark man. Sometimes he is a bad dark man. I love him. Bud. Could it be, Bud, that in slow galvanized fingers, beauty seeped into bop like bird weed? And Diz clowned. Sugar waltzing back into dynamite. Sweetest left hook you ever dug, baby. Could it violate violence, Bud? Like Leadbelly's chain gang chuckle. The candied yam 12-string clutch of all blues. There's no rain anywhere soft enough for you.
You're watching.
Who's watching who? A multitude of wireless communication services have made the airwaves a hot property.
Scary silence, I might add. I mean, so silent that it's just scary.
Through the vortex of Sirius comes the energy that is your very soul and spirit. Also, there comes the energy of your higher self and of your real self, true self, transcendent self. Self creates a holographic brain to project a holographic body with references and reflects itself.
By this new selective ventilator. The temporary stowing away of leftovers has long been a major problem. For in the close confines of a refrigerator, they often absorb the taste and odor of other foods.
Also, the transvestite thing just gets them... You know, I think for the average producer and agent, I am a nightmare. And I think for the average producer and agent, I am a nightmare. And I'm really going to have to carve my own niche out. And then they'll go, oh, you can do this. Oh, well, give them some of that stuff. And almost, if I want to do film roles, don't let them come and see my show, you know, because a lot of people have come along and watched it and thought, hey, that's funny, but what do we do with that?
Anybody care to join me?
C-I-com.
We had some power problems, and that went on. Took us about 2 days to recover from that. And every time you move to the dark side of the earth, it was darkness like you've never seen and silence that was scary. We worked with flashlights, eventually regained power.
should have that much power.
It's got a lot of power, a lot of shattering ability, and the cantilevers we're dealing with are highly reinforced. They're carrying a tremendous load at the 17-story building above it. So with all that reinforcing steel, we needed to be sure that we took the cantilevers out.
Wonderful new works and the like, and it did, but it also brought a kind of wasteland of common denominator. The internet may not suffer quite the same syndrome, and the reason is simple. The sources of material are far more diverse in the internet. They're you and me,
right.
Not just central broadcasting facilities and programming.
Another thing I can do is instead of saying a word, a short word, Ethan is, hi, how are you? Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious now means hi.
You know, to be really precise, exact, to be honest, in other words, to our man character.
So how would you know the difference was what?
Because we talk.
Because you talk to a lot of women.
Well, yes, we talk to a lot of women, and, mm-hmm. and everything which is in the film as a fantasy is real. Mm-hmm.
Stations, Christian stations, and other independent broadcasters operating as a public service. Carol Pearson of the National Federation of Community Broadcasters explains, since the FCC changed its rules in 1994, if two applications are submitted to the commission for the same non-commercial frequency, the application process is immediately frozen.
For about the last 5 years, not had a way of resolving conflicting applications for a frequency.
Through the holograms of brain and body, self creates a spherical hologram that you call physical reality. Vortex of Sirius comes the energy that is your very soul and spirit. Also there comes the energy of your higher self and of your real self, true self, transcendent self. Self creates a holographic brain to project a holographic body which references and reflects itself. Through the holograms of brain and body, self creates a spherical hologram that you call physical reality. It is a bubble, a shimmering bubble. As with your universe, so your personal universe is as a bubble. And this bubble isn't that big, either. This bubble is just a quarter inch or less beyond your fingertips. It moves faster than you.
these applications have just been sitting there.
There's a logjam in the application process, and... and non-religious community broadcasters blame the large national Christian networks. Communications attorney John Krigler represents various FCC license holders. Krigler says, though these networks aren't breaking the law, they're an expensive nuisance for their tendency to put up transmitters on the edges of other stations' broadcasting areas.
And you can feel the humility, the humbling awareness that each moment can be new and different from the last. At any moment, you can generate the reality the way you want it. It need not rely upon logic and time, but on trust and humility. And you know that. And that is the hope. That is the ingredient that pierces together your reality, that picks and chooses, even with the negativity, even with the failings, even with the trashing that the ego has done, there is that glimmer, there is that light, there is that hope. And the courage, and you feel it, and you know it, and it is real.
Transmitters on the edges of other stations' broadcasting areas.
Like a fraction of their costs. Customers, if you look at what people pay for software, actually a fraction of their costs go to actually pay for software.
Programming sources from a small number of suppliers. And so in that sense, it is a world of contribution that we get to share.
Garlanding you with flowers, you know, they usually do something ugly in response, and they respond where they're strong, not where you're strong. In this case, they don't respond by sending Yugoslav jet planes to bomb Washington. Had the United States been willing to move towards diplomacy, but it wasn't. For autonomy, a negotiation for autonomy by all ethnic groups within.
You will always be. なんていう気はしてるんでね、それがまた近々期待しちゃってね、おはがきの方は郵便番号 530-8304 毎日放送ラジオレディオミュージックボムの係どんどんとお寄せいただきたいと思います。プレゼントいいですね。はい、デタさんよろしくお願いします。
You, yes, you are the energy of light and sound. You, yes, you are the energy of light. You, yes, you are the energy. You, yes, you are the energy of light. Absolutely, absolutely. And that's again because
Just look at
$100. Guess who said that? Bill Gates at his trial. You know, because he wanted to make the case.
Well, he had some interest in that.
Yes, you did. He wanted to make the case. Of course you did. You wanted the decision to come down on the facts against him. Right?
You know, the way I view it is the Department of Justice's, what they do with regard to Microsoft isn't ultimately going to change the markets. You know, and that's what I view as, in order for people to change, it really has to come from the user, come from the consumer. The government isn't going to force people to change their usage habits around Windows. Okay? What's going to change, really, is that people decide in the marketplace. I mean, the marketplace ultimately rules, not government.
しましたね。この番組のホームページたどり着いたということで番組知りました。私はアートマインズインプレッションというバンドの曲が大好きで、言ってますね。ちゃんとなかなかいいやつが、この番組にもかかるみたいなんです。これからは番組聞こうと思いますので、よろしく頼みますよという感じなんですか。関西のバンド、バンプオブチキン、これは関西ではないですが、スニフ、あとブラグマンなんかも好きですということで、結構だからインディーズとかね、好きで聞いてくれてるのかなという感じなんですけども、それと番組聞いててもホームページ見てても思ったことがあるんですが、フィッシュ&チップスの曲がかかるのはなぜですか。鋭いですね。私この人たちのすごいファンなんですけど、でも知らない曲がかかってて、インディーズ、私はあの人たちが元気なんだったらいいんですけど、聴けるだけで嬉しいですということなんですが、そうなんです。一回ね、メジャーデビューしてるんですよね。
Very difficult because the bond between us is so deep. I think his dependency on me and mine on him. Forever and ever.
Expensive nuisance for their tendency to put up transmitters on the edges of other stations' broadcasting areas.
They have to be constantly vigilant to spot these things. They have to usually hire lawyers to make an effective challenge to them.
Yes, you are the energy of my life and sound. You are the energy of my heart. You will always be. You will always be my heart. Forever and ever. You are my fabulous star.
We're closed.
You've been cooking at this door?
Just cleaning up. I told you we were closed.
I'm Hank Quinlan.
I didn't recognize you. You should lay off those candy bars.
It's either the candy or the hooch. I must say, I wish it was your chili I was getting fat on. Anyway, you're sure looking good.
You're a mess, honey.
Yeah. That pianola sure brings back memories.
The customers go for it. It's old, it's new. We got the television, too. We run movies. What can I offer you?
You haven't heard anything about that bomb, have you?
That happened on your side of the border.
In a place like this, you hear things.
I heard the explosion.
Well, this case is over. Let's come around some night and sample some of your chili.
Better be careful. Maybe too hot for you.
Kind of chilly. Adam Newton, WZBC. Enlisted by the government to keep morale up around the empire. The only game in town, gotta play. Adam Newton, and still Adam Newton, WZBC, 552-4686, datastream88 at yahoo.com, email for me. Send me a picture of the beginning of the universe, if you have one. Live365.com. Search for WZBC. Pray for rain. Listen carefully. Signal line coming at you, along with cell phone, radio, and all the other traffic. Always rush hour in the world that empirical science can detect today. The rules makers. The big swinging dicks of the marketplace. Detecting change. Changing detection. And catching a profit, hopefully. In a world that can be anything. Have to move very carefully, however. Very carefully. Deliberately. And non-logically. All at the same time. New metaphysics sector. Congenial Gary Geiserman, interrogating myself currently, debriefing, listening through the membrane. Phone before, some kind of mechanics of isness in an isness world. Isness only used for doing and then thrown away. Like an afterbirth. What am I doing to myself? Let's just leave it at that. Each and every Thursday, Magic Thursday, on the Signal Line, datastream88@yahoo.com. Until that day. D-A-D. The day after digital. Slam the trodes around while you can. Get back at the man. And then kiss. Goodbye. Such a terrible back alley. Still thinking the mafia is a romantic icon. Live365.com on the internet for this source. If you get tired of Japanese TV, that is.
On Main Street last night picked up a shoe. A shoe had a foot in it. We're going to make you pay for that.
I said it was a woman's fantasy, or that
yes,
a woman
absolutely.
Lived it?
There were real fantasies of women that they have told to us. And sometimes with a certain... Sometimes it was... rather difficult for them to admit, you know, but everything, even you know, when she receives mud, for instance, on her face, that had this daydream, I mean, let's say, has been told to us by at least 5 or 6 women, never by a man.
I would say that he has a rather limited and uncreative way of looking at the situation.
For a high noise situation, you're likely to recognize supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, so the message gets through. That's code division multi-axis. You transmit a very long code quickly for a short message.
Am I sucking your dick okay?
I don't know. nose, and 1,000 genes in our genome that encode one each for these receptors. That's an extremely large number. If I can put that in some perspective, we now think from the sequencing going on in the Human Genome Project that the entire human genome probably consists of something between 80,000 and 100,000 genes. 1,000 of those then, fully 1% of the genome is devoted to, as you put it earlier, your schnoz.
This $7.7 billion check for the American taxpayers by selling off parts of the wireless spectrum exceeds every expectation which was put out there.
I always have been.
There's a study looking at firefighters in the city of Chicago, and we found that 48% couldn't smell. And it was directly correlated with the number of fires they fought. So
I always have been. So that touch, but the olfactory sense also sends an important branch directly into an area of the brain called the limbic system, which is very involved in emotion and emotional responses, emotional regulation, in particular two structures called the amygdala, which is now known to be a center of emotion, and also right next to it something called the hippocampus, a very popular brain structure to investigate now because it's known to play an important, not entirely understood, role in memory formation.
If that's what you like,
this is your answer.
Honey, you, in the next room. What is it? Come to the wall, so I can whisper.
Yes?
You know what the boys are trying to do, don't you? They are trying to get in there. They went to get the master key.
Auction parts of the airwave spectrum. The airwave spectrum is public property.
Never change his mind.
You know what marijuana is, don't you? You know what marijuana is, don't you?
Yes.
You know what a Mary Jane is? You know what a mainliner is?
Oscillating systems have different natural frequencies. And different free oscillating systems have different natural frequencies.
Next time it happens, try that and see if it goes away. It's a good indicator of potential. With your fingers, and here, does it go away or is it still there?
Alan Hirsch, is this olfactory hallucination that Harriet had a common thing?
Yes, it is. This is what we call a phantosmia, and we see it from all sorts of different causes, and oftentimes it's actually very treatable. When you cover your nostrils with your fingers, and hear it, does it go away or is it still there?
All these smells.
Yeah.
When it gets the electrical signal, you connect those signals into a computer on the internet. Out the other side comes a pattern, and you look at the pattern and say, that must be smelling X. Maybe it's your breath. Today the same, tomorrow the same, and then it changes, and your doctor says, you might have lung cancer. Look at that change in the smell of your breath. Come in and see me. You could archive it all and have it all on a big database. We could have the smells of everybody's breath and look at all their trends for the next 10 years, all on some website somewhere.
Well, then, Howie.
Forever and ever. Forever and ever. You are my fabulous star.
And respect for making people know that, because there have been some confusion.
confusion.
I know. You know, people get misunderstood, you know, by the teaching with them, get you understand. So, literally, we know so them live with them world. So, they live what they learn. So, even them of themselves cannot even be blamed because these things were taught to them. So, certain things have been instilled and embedded in them, so it's not so easy to blot it out. And you know, people always take things from the negative side at all times. You understand?
True.
Yeah.
True. And one thing, the last time that I saw you, you were doing a lot of acapellas, and you just have so much to say, such a message that for anybody who goes to this show, it certainly will be a tremendous learning experience and a spiritual experience.
Right. So you can say definitely, so it's really an inborn, you know, concept, you know. And this for our DNA, you know, and it is really for the benefit of the music and the benefit of the people, because as you know, Cable Town is the man who tried to eradicate certain things from out of the music paternity, you know, understand?
Mm-hmm.
You know, by keeping it on a positive level, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that is my work and my mission, so you know what I'm saying?
Touch it, no matter how adept and stealthy you are, you will never touch it. I'm going to move that way. It knows. However fast you run, however high you jump, it's always just beyond your fingertips. And upon this bugle you project your reality and the reality of your world. Another analogy. You now have certain theaters that have huge curved screens. You sit in what appears to be the middle, and the screen wraps above, below, left, and right. The lights dim and the projector rolls. Wow. It looks as if you are right in the middle of everything. Now in such theaters they show things like roller coaster rides as you sit there. And it seems so real. It seems so much more real when the screen is curved above, below, to the left, and to the right. You look this way, you look that way. It is all around you. It seems so very real. If you look behind you, you see, well, they haven't figured that one out yet. The energy of your hologram.